Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend your team found their scoring again with a 6-2 win over St. Cloud. Unfortunately, Saturday night, a 3-0 loss to a pretty good St. Cloud team. But what positives did you take from last weekend besides the scoring?
A lot of positives, Kelly. I think overall for 120 minutes we played probably our best weekend of hockey in terms of puck possession, creating opportunities in the offensive zone, limiting our opponents' opportunities. I thought we did a good job in the neutral zone of getting pucks off the sticks of our opponents. So I thought we really played pretty solid for 120 minutes. It was just unfortunate on Saturday. We just weren't able to score. And on the other end, they seem to be getting a little bit of the fortunate bounce here, fortunate bounce there, whether it's off a stick, off the end board. I mean, the goals they scored certainly weren't things of beauty, but look, we've always said that doesn't matter as long as they go in the net, right? So, but again, evaluating the performance, I thought we had a really good 120 minutes.
This weekend you play the Gophers. BSU is the only team that's beaten the Gophers this season. Looking back, that was 6 weeks ago. These two are very different teams right now, aren't they?
Well, for sure. I mean, everybody's had an opportunity to grow. All the young players have certainly gotten acclimated to the game at this level, to this league. Brad made a big change in his lineup, and since he's putting those three together, obviously they've taken off. And they just present a tremendous challenge. They're an outstanding program, extremely well coached. They're a championship program that they're just used to being successful, and so they go into every series with that mindset, and combine it with the talent they have. We know we're going to have to go out and play hard. We know we're going to have to go out and be hard to play against, do the little things we talk about all the time, and we need to be opportunistic. But I like the way we're playing. I think we got a great chance to come down here and get some points if we play the way we're capable of playing.
Well, that last win against the Gophers was a 2-0 win. You were able to shut down all of their offense. What do you take from that game coming in here?
Well, it's just again the belief that we can do it. It's there. We did it before. We know it can be done. But at the same time, that's it. I mean, we can't. I mean, we certainly. They probably circled this weekend after that weekend because it happened early in the year. It was their first loss. But certainly they've had a tremendous amount of success since then. They ran into a bit of a, I don't want to say a roadblock last weekend, but they came out of the series against North Dakota with two ties, although they won the shootouts in both games. So, whether or not that's going to give them that much more, motivation to come out today to get after it. But the bottom line is, we know that, we're going to get their best shot, but at the same time, I think they know that we're going to give them ours, and it should be a great series.
How do you defend a line like Cameron Easy, Panic, and Potomac?
Well, easier said than done, but make a play defense. If we can keep the puck in their end when they're on the ice, obviously players like that don't necessarily enjoy playing defense, but it's a challenge. Obviously, we want to try to take away time and space. We don't want to give them a lot of room to create in the offensive zone, especially. So that means we got to close quick, try to get the puck off their stick, and then get the puck transitioning north as quick as we can. But otherwise, obviously, it's not just the player with the puck. It's the other four players on the ice that we really have to be mindful of, and we need to do a good job of picking them up and being real active with our sticks and getting in shot lanes and things like that.
You've made a number of changes to your lines, especially on the forward side. Why?
Just because who we're playing. I really liked, obviously I think Kiki and Lauren work well together. I think Bailey's is a physically strong player, and I think she's against a team like Minnesota, she's going to be able to handle that part of it. I really like the way Summer and Abby and Emily played when they played together last weekend. Again, it's a line that's got some size, strength. They're hard on pucks. Obviously Jack and Haley can really get up and go, and Riley's got the ability to finish. And you will see, I'll use all three centers playing with Emma and Sisley, which is going to allow me to play them against the Gophers' top line. If I can put Lauren Miller with Emma and Sisley, they can play out there against the other team's top line. So, I think this would be a good combination, at least for today. We'll see what happens.
When you got an extra defender in there with that fourth forward line being short a player, obviously, against a team like Minnesota, you may end up playing a lot of defense. Is that kind of the key to having Heather Olsen as an extra defender?
Well, just she's earned the opportunity based on how she's played. Same with Brianna Jordy. They took advantage of an opportunity against the Whitecaps, and I thought they both had a real solid weekends last weekend against St. Cloud. And again, if I choose to move AJ up front, it's going to give us six defensemen if we need it. So I just think this is the best lineup that's going to give us the best chance to be successful today.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
You know, it'd be awesome if we could get a lead, Kelly. I think that changes a lot of things, and I know they've had struggles. A lot of games that they've gotten scored on first. If we can get one, is it, oh no, here we go again, and is Britt in their head? So getting a lead would be really nice, and then if we could, expand on that lead, it'd be even better. But regardless, it's a game where every shift, every face-off, every situation is really, really important, and you can't take a shift off, you can't take a play off. We just got to play hard all the time, and it's one of those games you got to be into it. Because they're capable of putting up a big old crooked number. If you come out soft, slow, on your heels, you're asking for a long afternoon. So we need to be ready to go.
It's Thanksgiving week. Obviously, a great group of young women you coach and great families. The Thibodeaux and the Terraces cooked the meal on Friday night. Tell us a little bit about how special that is to have such great parents and players.
Oh, it's just really special. It's just, I think it just goes with the culture of our program. The Hutchinsons and the Moats were there, and that was kind of neat, to have them as well. And beautiful home, just a great meal. We were there for, almost 2 hours, and there was a big knee hockey tournament going on down in the basement, and just a real enjoyable evening.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.